News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right. You want to call in? I'd love to hear from you. 866-494-9866. Just saw something on Twitter that was just, well, I got two. I just sent two tweets out, and we'll put them up on my other social media later. But yeah, one of them was the press conference today with Biden. Literally, Peter Doocy from Fox, who has probably the best radio voice I've ever heard, by the way. He's like looks like he's like 27 years old, and he sounds like James Earl Jones. But he was on there saying, Mr. Biden, or Mr. President, you said, and he named the things that he said, the three things that had to get walked back. Your administration keeps having to walk back. And he named the themes, the use of chemical weapons in kind, the idea that troops are going to Ukraine, and then, of course, the Putin can't stay in power. All three had to get walked back by his administration. And he said, the president's response was, none of those three happened. Yes, they did. They're on video, Mr. President. Anyway, there's that. The other thing, though, that I thought was just funny, not funny, is what I tweeted out. A guy named Tim Burchett that I follow on Twitter just tweeted out. He showed a picture of the gas pump where he just filled up with gas. And he said, I was thinking about sending my daughter to college, but I decided to fill up instead. Yeah, no kidding. Copper, I'm not sure I'm going to take that call. Go ahead and clarify exactly what it is he wants to talk about, because if it's a racial call, I'm not doing it. But yeah, you go ahead and clarify that with him before I put him on the air. That being said, it may just be the way it was typed up that it looked that way, because I don't want to certainly imply that that it's, you know, that's what it was. But listen, the next segment of the show right now is that we've got any number of opportunities right now for now, Copper, we're not doing that. Just thank you for his time, but that's not a story that we're covering right now, and it doesn't fit. Stop. Just thank you for his time, and no, I'm not interested in talking about perceptions of whether there's race-based reporting or not. Not right now. Not until I've vetted the story. So there's that. Got to control the flow here, and I apologize. Every once in a while, someone wants to call in, and I get it. They may have a story, and that may be a frequent caller. I wasn't sure who that was, but nonetheless, yeah, sir, if you're listening right now, just understand that I'm not going to use this show to discuss whether or not there's stories being whitewashed in the news. That's not where we're going on this show unless I've had a chance to see it and vet it in advance. All right, so that being said, let me move on to the next topic. Unions. So my granddad was a union man. You may remember Alabama was known as the Pittsburgh of the South, Birmingham, the Pittsburgh of the South, the Magic City, which in some ways has become the tragic city. In some ways, it's just sad. But my granddad was a union man. I take it back. I think it's at my dad's house. I still got his union badge. It used to be, you know, a little name tag, had the union bug on it, had his photo. And he was a steel worker. Spent many years as a coal miner first, followed by being a steel worker in the Birmingham area, working down in Fairfield when the plants were just going. I remember as a kid, I think I said on the show once before, I remember as a kid going to my grandparents' house in West Birmingham, an older section called Wylam, right next to Inslee. And you had to pass by the plants, and the smoke would just be just belching. And I would comment to my dad as we drove in about all the smoke and all the pollution. And he used to say, yep, but when we were growing up, they used to say, no smoke over Fairfield means hard times in Birmingham. And it was probably true. I'm sure it was. Well, unions had their place, certainly. And to some degree, they may still in ways. But right now, unions have become more of a political power base and an opportunity for some reason to be on the left side of things. And what is mystifying to me is how unions have aligned themselves with the Democrat Party. Why would that be? Well, maybe it's because they get things from big government that they won't get from the more conservative side of politics. Not that every Republican is certainly conservative, but what I'm saying is the union as a general rule, and what I found to be true, by the way, when I ran for office, I ran right in the Gadsden area, which still has a sort of a history of unionization. All right, the Gulf State Steel plant used to employ several thousand workers right here. The Goodyear plant, which just closed down, last year or year before, employed several thousand. At one point, the Goodyear plant in Gadsden, Alabama was the largest tire manufacturing plant in the world. That one plant in Gadsden employed several thousand workers. Now listen, unions at one point fought for things that are now embedded in the law. So when you look at it and go, well, they're there for worker conditions. Well, now we have OSHA. Well, they're there for making sure people don't get treated poorly at work because of their sex, their race, their gender, or what. Well, we now have law. It's called the EEOC. You can file those complaints. What about things like, work-related injuries and being taken care of? Well, now we have workers' compensation laws. Well, what about things like, fair pay and all that kind of? Well, if you look at it, you'll find that very often that's not an issue. It becomes an issue because they want to collect the dues and maintain their power base. Tell me I'm wrong. But that being said, the unions in Alabama are still known for jimmying things up. And we've got some stuff going on right now in Alabama that when we get back from this next break, I'll tell you about. Not the least of which is the fact that we have a coal mine that's been shut down on a strike now for a year. And perhaps there's issues that need to be resolved. But perhaps there's also union negotiations that are causing part of the problem. And then we got the fact that our, situation with Amazon down in the Bessemer area, it's a national story right now, the attempts to unionize an Amazon plant. I'm telling you, folks, they're going to jimmy it up if they can. Famous last words at the Union Hall in Gadsden, Alabama. Hang in there, boys. They ain't going to shut us down. And about 15, 20 years ago, we lost a steel plant that employed several thousand workers, and it crushed the local economy. Oh, yeah. All right. More of that when we get back, unless you want to call in, 866-494-9866. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, and just plain right. We'll be right back. Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, we're going to get into at least two parts of the Triple Dipper for the day. Spent a great deal of time there on Ukraine, but what great interviews, man. I tell you what, if you haven't heard them, go check out the podcast because there's going to be some things you may want to gather up and listen to again or send to a friend, or perhaps you missed it and you didn't get a chance to hear the interview with John Elliott, who's a former chief spokesperson for the Trump National Security Council. We talked about Ukraine. Then I had my friend Chris May on, who has a ministry still active in Ukraine in sending relief and things over there right now. There's a lot that came out of today's show that really absorbed some time, but it was so worth it. That was just good stuff. And then we've had a few asides talking about Will Smith and some other stuff. But I got to tell you, too, by the way, folks, there's other aspects of the show, not the least of which are our team members. We call them team members. They're our direct sponsors. If you want to advertise on Right Side Radio, just know that the best way to do that is to contact Right Side Radio. And the way to do that is literally to go to our website, rightsideradio.org. You'll see all the other team members that are on there, and go to the contact tab and send us a direct message. We will get you hooked up with our sales team, and we'll have you advertising on this show in a heartbeat. We've got a few ad spaces still left in our inventory, and I would love to have you as a direct sponsor. If you want to make sure you're advertising on this show, you got to contact this show. So go to rightsideradio.org. One of those advertisers who's been with us since the very beginning, 9 months now, that's awesome, is ZLA Solutions. ZLA Solutions is one of the best out there at getting people back to work. I mean, y'all, they are kicking it. They are just wearing it out. And I know these people personally. They love what they do. And ZLA Solutions is literally putting people back to work like at epic levels. They're good at it. And they do things like they can help you with your logistical solutions. They can help you with your, quality control, your sorting and containment, shipping, all those kinds of things. But their bread and butter is staffing. And so if you're an employee looking for a job, they've got them on their website right now. You can check them out. Good paying jobs. Like they're paying like $20 an hour for some stuff. And they're all over the state of Alabama. ZLAUSA.com is their website. But if you're also an employer and you need to fill out the ranks of your workforce, then just know this. You can go the same way. Go to ZLAUSA.com And you will be able to work with them on the recruiting, the drug testing, the background checks, all the things you need to recruit a workforce. They will square you away, and they're good at it. At ZLA, they like to say, at ZLA, we don't make it. We make it better. ZLA Solutions at ZLAUSA.com. All right, folks, if you want to call in, go ahead, 866-494-9866. But I will tell you this. I'm switching gears right now. I'm moving into a segment I'm calling on the Triple Dipper, Union Dues or Union Blues? Do you think unions are still necessary in Alabama? Well, I wonder, especially when I look at the way they tend to favor the most liberal side of politics. Why is that, by the way? Because Alabama, by the way, is a right-to-work state. If you're in a right-to-work state, then what that literally means is you cannot be compelled to pay union dues to be allowed to work. Now that's a big deal, and not every state has that, and that's by design, because it's, at one point Alabama was so heavily unionized that industry didn't want to come here because they knew they couldn't handle the level of collective bargaining they had to do just to set up shop. But being a right-to-work state means you can have a union. But there has to be the opportunity for the voting on whether to unionize or not. And then they vote by secret ballot, by the way. And then on top of that, you cannot be compelled to have to pay union dues to be allowed to work. Well, the Biden administration doesn't seem to get it. So I'm looking at a story right now. This came out this past fall. Remember the Build Back Better bill? That went down in flames. But the Build Back Better bill, it had a provision in there, and I talked about it back at the time. I got a story here off the AP, dated November 11th of last year. Did you know that in the Build Back Better bill, the Biden administration is so entwined with the labor unions that in the Build Back Better bill, they literally had a $7,500 tax credit for consumers who would buy electric vehicles? Okay. Trying to incentivize the purchase of EVs, I get it. But did you also know that credit was only good through 2026, but beginning in 2026, if you would buy an electric vehicle made at a plant in the United States that was under a union-negotiated collective bargaining agreement, meaning a unionized plant, you would at least get a $4,500 credit. You couldn't get the credit if you bought it from a non-unionized plant. You could only get the credit if you bought the electric vehicle that was made in a unionized plant. What? That means that only the auto plants that were owned by General Motors Company and Ford Motor Company and another one, and something called Stellantis, would qualify. What? So these Mercedes, the Mercedes battery operated vehicles being built in Alabama, you wouldn't get the tax credit. It wouldn't benefit us. You'd have to buy one from, Detroit or whatever. What? Why is that a good idea? Well, luckily, one key Democrat who stood his ground, and the Build Back Better bill did not pass because of him. One key Democrat, Senator Joe Manchin of West Virginia, in the same story I'm looking at right now, he spoke out against that very provision when he visited a Toyota plant in his home state. And he said this, you let the product speak for itself, and hopefully we'll get that, and that'll be corrected. You let the product speak for itself. You don't let the union say, you only buy our stuff or you don't get the goods. You know what I'm saying? That's not the free market. That was a classic example of the Biden administration trying to be big government, picking winners and losers. And they were leaning toward their union buddies who gave huge amounts of union dues in the form of political contributions to the Democrat Party. Now, I will say this. When I got elected in 2010 and again in 2014, there was still a steelworkers union ongoing here because the steelworkers merged with the tire guys. All of that to say, you've got a union here in my area that endorsed my opponent, and yet I cannot tell you how many rank and file guys came to me and said, listen, man, they do what they want to do with my dues. I can't help that. But I'm voting for you because they don't speak for the way I feel. And that's exactly right. A lot of the rank and file in the unions feel like they have to join because they're in states that are not right-to-work states. And yet, at the same time, the rank and file does not feel like what their dues are going to or what they want it to go to. Well, other things are happening right now with unions. Thanks, Copper. I saw the message. But other things are happening right now with unions right here in Alabama. I even had a friend of mine on who's an HR expert. That's one of those great relationships that God's put in my life over the years, Mike Perkins, who came on and we talked about the attempts to unionize the Amazon shipping center in Bessemer. All right, now that's a big deal. Bessemer, it was a major win for Bessemer, a somewhat suppressed part of Jefferson County, where they literally got this huge employer in. The Alabama Amazon facility was built, and yet, bam, immediately the retail, wholesale, and department store union. Retail, wholesale, and department store union. What the heck? A union of hourly workers who work retail. Anyway, the retail, wholesale, and department store union immediately began trying to unionize the plant. Well, they failed. And they failed miserably. And they failed in epic fashion. It was a glorious Pyrrhic, you know, just opportunity to watch them go up in flames. However, they took it to court. The court determined that there was the potential that there had been seen to be some type of undue influence on the part of Amazon. You know why? Get this. The true story, the reason why the court said there might have been influence is because it could have been perceived that the fact that Amazon put up a mailbox in the parking lot for you to drop in your secret ballots might have felt like that they were monitoring that mailbox, and it could have been seen as in some way oppressive. What? No one's reading your envelope. No one's looking inside of it. Nonetheless, they're now trying to push for a revote. So right now, there's a revote coming. Story off of AL.com, dated 2 days ago, is it that literally what we're looking at is the Amazon company or the Amazon shipping center here in Bessemer, along with the one in Staten Island, New York. Those two locations making national news right now as Amazon is having to gear up for its toughest labor fight yet. Two separate labor unions or union elections, I'm sorry, are coming to a head. The warehouse workers in Staten Island, New York, and in Bessemer, Alabama, will determine whether or not they want to form a union. If the majority votes yes at either location, it'll mark the first successful U.S. organizing effort in Amazon history. And remember, like I said, last April, workers just basically trashed that opportunity. They said, no, we don't want it. Well, right now, according to this article from AL.com, the retail, wholesale, and department store union is once again spearheading the drive at the Alabama facility. More than 150 organizers from the union, as well as from roughly 20 other labor groups, were on the ground since last summer. It's a bigger push than they had the first time, trying to galvanize support. Okay. Well, we'll see how this goes. But being a right-to-work state means you can't be compelled, and they've been rejected once before. But they're putting on a full court press trying to unionize that that Amazon plant in Bessemer. All right, folks, listen, I got to tell you, Just Love Coffee Cafe, before we go to the break, I got to tell you about them. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, one on Hughes Road in Madison out by City Hall, and the other on South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville near Whole Foods. Both locations are just so cool. Sit there, enjoy their Wi-Fi, have a cappuccino, get you an omelet or a wrap, or something else to go along with it. And they've got a great menu. They've got an incredible coffee menu. All the things that you would want to find in a coffee shop are there. But what I also love about Just Love Coffee Cafe is they're an organization that gives back to the community. So thank you to all of you who showed up this past Saturday to support them in their efforts with a group called Ainsley's Angels, an organization that provides an opportunity for disabled kids and mentally challenged kids to be able to actually participate in a race with a runner who will put them in a special cart and take them on the race with them. That's very cool. So that's the kind of thing that Just Love Coffee Cafe does, is they support their community, and not only that, they provide a great service with a great menu and great coffee. So check them out. Just Love Coffee Cafe, two locations, Hughes Road in Madison, South Memorial Parkway in Huntsville. All right, Copper, take us to a break. We'll come back and wrap up the show for the day. You want to call in? I may have a moment, 866-494-9866. I'm doing a little discussion about union dues or union blues. Well, our own Senator Tommy Tuberville is on the record. He's questioning why they're going to a vote at Amazon right now. Yeah, there's that. And violence at the Warrior Met coal mine, which has been on strike for a year, being investigated by the ATF. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Solid, conservative, just plain right. We'll be right back. News Talk 770 AM, 92.5 FM, WVNN, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Going to the phones here in just 1 minute, but let me tell you first about our partner, our team member, Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. So listen, I got to tell you, folks, if you need something done, and right now the hot season's on its way, you need to get that servicing done. So Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, whether it be a gas or electric system, they can take care of all your service, all your repairs, all your installations. They are your one-stop shop for everything it takes to take care of your HVAC needs. And they're open, by the way, 6 days a week. 6 days a week is epic. So if you have something go wrong on a Friday night, Saturday, they can be out there taking care of it. And they're not going to upsell you. They're going to give you a free estimate. Now, they got a special running right now, literally. If you've got units that need to be serviced and made ready for the warm months, just call them. They'll come out, and they'll do $69 per unit. And if anything happens to that unit for the next year, 10% off the repair costs. So that's a pretty good deal. Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning. Find them at 256-225-7311. That's Vandy's Heating and Air Conditioning, 256-225-7311. Tell them you heard about it on Right Side Radio. All right, I got some callers lined up on this labor union thing, so let's see how this goes. Line two, Sean from Huntsville. Hey, Sean, Phil Williams on Right Side. Thanks for holding during the break. What's on your mind?
Hey, no problem, man. Good to talk to you, brother. Got a Right
Yes,
Side
sir.
Ruffian out here who happens to be in the freaking union, brother. And you're right. You nailed it right on the head. The rank and file. The boys standing around in the morning at the safety meeting talking. We can't find nobody that's voted for this clown, you know? And they say that they're going to get work for us. Our training, our safety freaking standards, our apprenticeship programs, that's what gets us our work. Getting the job done on time, safely, and done right. You know, we don't need no help. You know, we want to be able to have our lives and our money in our pockets, you know? And it's killing us. It's killing us. So I just want to throw that out there. You're right, but like, go ahead.
No, you're right, man. I was about to say, Sean, thank you. Appreciate it. And I know you speak for a lot of others, too.
Like, with the labor unions, like the ones that – I'm in the trade union, okay? I'm a laborer. The labor is a local union. I work with operating engineers, iron workers, carpenters, millwrights, sheet metal worker unions. And those boys, we get a four-year apprenticeship program. You go through from your apprenticeship to a journeyman. Now, that's paid for. So, I mean, and they're done right. They're trained. We do, there's a lot of local union work around here from like the nuclear power plants, Browns Ferry, you know, there's all the TVA dams, all that stuff. And brother, you can make $100,000 a year out here scratching it up. But I mean, the thing is too, we set the scale for prevailing wage jobs. I'm on a state job right now. You do not have to be union to be on that job. The company can hire a non-union hand. He automatically gets paid that union scale. For showing up on a job. Now, he could choose to join union, and once he realizes our benefits, the training and all that stuff, but you're not. But anyways, I just want to throw it out there, man. The trade union is good.
All right, man. Thanks.
Vote Democrat.
Sean, thanks, man. Appreciate you very much. I got time for maybe one more of these. So, Copper, I tell you what, I'll take line three, RD from Decatur, and go ahead and tell Brian we appreciate it, but I know we're not going to have a chance to get to him. So let me grab line three, RD from Decatur. Phil Williams on Right Side. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great, Phil. How you do?
I'm good, sir. What's on your mind?
Well, just first of all, I wanted to thank you for your service to our state and our country. I'm kind of an early listener to you, but
thank you, sir.
This weekend I happened to be listening to VNN while I was riding around and caught a certain segment there of people that were, and I'm assuming that you know who I'm talking about. And again, I appreciate the way in which maybe you're addressing this. But as far as I'm concerned, unions had its place maybe in the day when before we had the fair labor laws. I've had family members work in union and around unions. And everything's got its pros and cons. But I guess what is one man's excess is another man's fair wages. And I guess that's where the greed part comes in on both sides of the equation.
Yeah. Well, RD, I appreciate your call, man. The music's playing. That means we're on the way out the door. But I appreciate you being in the audience. Thank you for the heads up. And, how about that Saturday show? What about that? All right, folks, listen, that's a great show. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative, just plain right. We'll be back here tomorrow, 2 o'clock, Copper and I both. And hey, listen, the next one you got up now is Mark Levin, the great one. We'll see you tomorrow.